Hello, everyone. You're listening to the PNB Programming Committee. Today is March 5th, 2019. I am the chair, Catherine Davis. Our vice chair is Eric Ramey and Secretary Jim Dingman. And I'm going to call the official roll. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Catherine Davis here. Benito Diaz. Absent Jim Dingman. Anissa Faruqi.
Here.
I'm here, Kathy. I have it on mute.
Okay. Steve Pride.
Here.
Eric Ramey.
Present.
And Cliff Smith.
Here.
Tom Voorhees.
Here.
Excellent. We have quorum. Let's see. We were going to have... did Steve Zeltzer call in?
Yes, I'm online.
Okay. Is Sabrina Jacobs here? Okay. All righty. So we are ready to roll. Timekeeper, dare I say, Eric?
I am honored.
Thank you. I didn't see minutes, though we do need to approve our minutes.
Kathy, I will play catch-up after tonight.
Okay. Are there any changes or additions to the agenda?
Catherine, this is
yes.
Eric. If I may, and this is just a formality, and it'll probably take all of 37 seconds, I'm sure.
Go right ahead.
Can we determine if there's the slightest bit of interest from any of the other stations regarding BBC programming?
I don't know. Let me put that on the agenda. I remember you wanted to discuss that, and I didn't remember to put it there.
I mean, so, it doesn't have to be a prolonged discussion. I mean, it, like I said, it could literally take 45 seconds. But
okay, so, yeah, well, I'll put it there just to say. Whatever it turns out to be. Discussion of... BBC. Okay. So I'm going to give that 5 minutes just to give it some time. All right. In addition to that, we have a report on Podcast Summit by Jim when he gets off the public transportation. And last week we discussed, we were discussing moving forward. And I parsed that out into three separate categories. One, a discussion on forming a subcommittee and or PMB task force to work on digital streaming podcast platforms for Pacifica and or for individual radio stations to suggest the parameters of that if we want to go forward. Also, a discussion on selecting and completing motions to present to the PMB, and discussion on whether or not to transfer a body of work to the next PMB committee, if we want to do that or possibly don't want to do that. We also had a motion submitted by Jim Dingman on a resolution on Pacifica pilot project with KPFA apprentices on May Day 2019. Okay, so
could you repeat that? What's the motion on what?
Resolution on Pacifica on Pacifica pilot project with KPFA apprentices on May Day 2019. And I sent it in an updated email moments after the first email that we sent out.
Okay. Kathy?
Yeah?
I wanted to add to the agenda that we also deal with the podcasting resolution that's in front of us at some point tonight.
Okay, so hold on a second. On the podcasting resolution. So we can put that under the discussion on selecting and completing motions to present. So you said the podcasting resolution. Okay.
Yeah. This is Ken. I want to add something to the agenda.
What's that?
Scheduling of the next meeting.
Okay. Hold on.
Can I add something to that?
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, because
Jim,
we wanted to make this weekend week, people will notice in the calendar there's a meeting for next week, but we can talk about maybe moving it 2 weeks out or something like that, since we're, you know, transitioning to a new committee.
Point of order. The motion is to discuss scheduling of the next meeting, not to do it now, but to put it on the agenda.
Okay. All right, fine. I'm just telling you that it was scheduled before we even...
Well, thank you. Why don't we bring that up when it comes up on the agenda?
Fine, promise.
Okay. All right. So we have under changes... to the agenda, the discussion of the BBC report, discuss scheduling of the next meeting is added to the agenda. And then we have adjournment at 11 p.m. So let's see, are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay, no objections. So this agenda is approved. All right, so do you want to, let's go to the discussion on the BBC. Eric, you wanted to...
Well, just very briefly. as everyone might recall... Maxie brought this up at our... I'm sorry. He brought this up at our last... at our meeting last week. In addition, the GM in Washington mentioned that he brought it up to him, and it was presented to the LSB in Washington. Nobody was doing cartwheels at the time, but there was brief discussion, and it was starting to gain. I'm sorry.
Could you please mute Anisha? Please mute. Go ahead, Eric.
So it seemed to be gaining at least minimum, gaining some traction. I mean, an argument was made that we could benefit from it. Now, I did a few of you. I don't know if I sent it to everybody. I sent it after I discussed it or emailed Maxie to get some more clarification or see what was needed to be done. And I'm sorry he's not on now. He literally disowned the entire project as if he's an innocent bystander.
Do you want to bring it up when he comes on? He said he'd be about 9:30.
I can do that, yes. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay. We can hold off on that till after 9:30. Okay. Then we have the report on the podcast summit, but I don't know if that's reasonable to do now if Jim is still on the public transportation. Jim, are you still on public transportation?
Yeah, I'm about 10 minutes away to being off public transportation.
Okay. So let's go to discuss scheduling the next meeting.
I just have a point of information. I thought, didn't we already tentatively set the date for Tuesday of next week?
Yes, but that's what Jim was trying to say, but Ken wanted to have a greater discussion on it. So we put it on the schedule for a discussion. So, Ken?
Oh, are you coming up to me now on the discussion?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So I'm not sure. I don't know what – I don't have it in front of me, what the schedule is, but I think it was Benito or something. We certainly – I don't think we want to meet every week, and especially since the committee is going to transfer over because, according to information, all of the stations reach quorum, and the votes will be, according to the NES, will be adjudicated on March 25th or 20th. So down here in March, April, sometime early April, we're going to have elections of officers and PNB reps and committee members and so forth. So it's going to be handed over. And I don't think there's anything we have to rush, get done. So I think it would be appropriate to have one more meeting in March, and then that's it. It's got to go to the new group. That's what I think. So I don't know what the current schedule is, but I certainly don't think we should meet once a week. This isn't like the Manhattan Project that we got to get some built before the Nazis come in. So it's just ongoing recommendations to the management. So I think maybe one more meeting in 2 weeks, and that's it for this body.
So you're proposing the 19th. Okay. Does anyone else like to comment?
I just had a question. So under the proposal, the meeting that's scheduled for next week would be canceled or postponed or would be canceled. Is that correct?
I think so. That's what would happen if we choose to do the 19th instead. But this is one suggestion. Are there any others?
This is Eric again. It seems like we had a full platter of items. I could be mistaken, but it sounded like the way I'm looking at it, everything would not be resolved this evening.
Yeah.
So based on that, I think we might table this until later in the meeting. That's my view. I mean, I'd be shocked if we got through this whole thing by 10:59. Unless everybody wants to possibly extend or postpone, but anyway, that's my view. I don't see how we can get through all of this tonight. Having said that, it's
okay.
Not impossible.
So
well, point of information, I don't understand.
Tables.
Just again, point of information, what's everything we have to get through? What are we doing? Are we reviewing all the budgets or what?
All the motions. So Ken, let me explain where we're at.
Okay.
We've passed, if you look down at the bottom, I'm not sure if it's still absolutely up to date, 11 motions, and we have 15 motions that are still under consideration. Of the motions that passed, the PNB sent them back to us for tightening up, and that's just my phrase. It's not what the PNB said. So as it now stands, we don't have anything passed by the PNB. So if we want to, the object of these discussions were to cherry pick from these motions to see what we could accomplish before we go. So technically, there's a lot to deal with. Whether or not we choose to deal with it, I guess, is our choice. But there is a lot to deal with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Okay. So there has been a call to table this discussion to the end of the meeting. I would say if we do that, I would give it a time certain of 10:30 to make sure we don't lose the thread of that. So are there any objections to revisiting this discussion at 10:30 in this meeting?
What?
Whether or not to have a meeting next week or in 2 weeks. So Eric has called to table this discussion till after we, I presume, see what we've been able to accomplish, rather than having the discussion before we've been able to make any of the decisions on the agenda. So are there any objections to tabling this discussion till a time certain of 10:30? Okay, hearing none. We will do that. And Erica, I'm going to leave it to you to make sure we do that.
Okay.
At 10:30.
Okay.
You remind us.
Yes, we've got just a little bit of feedback there. Did I say feedback? I forgot what
feedback,
the word is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not speaking, please mute. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh no,
okay,
I'm done.
Okay, so we're good. All right, we're good. Okay, so now we have a motion submitted by Jim Dingman regarding the resolution on the Pacifica Pilot. But I think it would serve us to give Jim his 10 minutes to get home so that he can present it properly. And unless, Jim, you're prepared to do it now.
I'm prepared to do it now. I would like Steve Seltzer and Tom Voorhees to do the motivation for it.
Okay. Well, let's, I think, considering that this is the PMB committee, I think certainly Tom Seltzer, you can comment, but it isn't proper for you to motivate a motion.
All right, fine.
So
then
Tom
will
have to motivate.
All right, let me then start. The resolution is sort of a continuation of what we were discussing last week when we, remember, we've already passed a resolution that hasn't gone to the board about video and audio streaming. This was a continuation of the resolution we discussed in broad terms about KPFA and streaming, and this is a more specific proposal to do something with an action time limit line on it. And it reads, whereas the Pacifica Foundation is committed to develop cutting-edge and progressive media for the 21st century, be it resolved that as part of the effort to build and develop a multimedia platform, Pacifica will work with the KPFA apprentices to develop a pilot project of National Pacifica Multimedia Programming for May Day 2019. The apprentices working with Pacifica and KPFA will work to have live programming on May 1st and work with other Pacifica programmers and affiliates for content that can be broadcast on a Pacifica streaming channel May 1st, 2019, and on the stations. Now, this is, to me, a no-brainer. I understand that they have the capability out there in KPFA to do this. It's essentially something that, you know, all the stations have the ability to do in different ways in all their signal areas. I know in New York we could do this with, as I said, probably a couple of weeks' work, or even sooner. So I want to speak in support of this, and I want to pass the hat off to Tom, Voorhees, and Steve to sort of further get into it.
Okay, Tom?
Yeah, well, what I can say is that KPFA has done streaming in the past. They've had a button next to the donate button on the face of the website, which has worked out fairly well in the past. And I think we really need to do this to st- start bringing Pacifica into the into today's world, and it'll be a good training event. The affiliate program, or not the affiliate, but the apprentice program, excuse me, and I think we should do it. Is it appropriate for Steve to say anything at this point? I know he's on the call.
No, Steve can comment. What I was saying, it wouldn't be proper for him to motivate a motion because he's not on this committee. Certainly, you can comment, Steve, and ask questions if anyone has. Would you like to comment?
Well, it's pretty self-proposed. I mean, it's basically that we work to develop multimedia streaming for May Day on Pacifica and try to get other stations to contribute programming so we could do live streaming on May Day around the country and also have maybe pre-recorded material from labor struggles around the country and internationally possibly. So I'm working with other labor groups in South Africa and other countries to develop programming internationally. So maybe we might be able to include that. But the idea is to have a day of May Day streaming and issues facing working people in the United States. That's it.
Catherine?
Yes.
I just want to add something that was brought up today when I was at this conference, Unlocking the Podcast Mainstream. They had the president of Google Podcasting presenting, and one of the things that struck me was the fact that they were aiming their apps to an international audience. They were creating them for Androids, and when I was sitting there thinking, I said, wow, that would be something that if we could exploit working, you know, Steve just brought up South Africa, all over the rest of the world, the Middle East, South Asia, Africa, Latin America, East Asia, there are potential allies and content that we can bring in, that such a project like what they are proposing to do on May Day could be a venue for us to start experimenting with internationally. So I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Does anyone wish to have a question or comment? I would like to put myself on the stack, but I will put myself on last. Anyone else?
Cliff to the stack.
Yes, Cliff.
I sure hope we include U.S. teachers in this May Day, because given what they've been doing the past year.
That's a brilliant idea, man. Absolutely. Steve, is that something you guys are
doing? Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we've been doing live streaming of the teachers' rallies already. And I think that one of the things that has happened, which is significant, like the teachers in West Virginia and others used Facebook when they had their Wildcat strikes, but the teachers in Oakland extensively used Facebook to get their press conferences, rallies, and marches out. So obviously part of programming on May Day would include reports from teachers around the country and maybe video compilations. And if they're having actions in West Virginia and Arizona of the teachers, maybe including them in. So I absolutely, the teachers' movement is critical.
Well, I think in Colorado and in West Virginia, that would be, it would be amazing to just delegate, let them create something to share with us. I mean, I have a feeling they must be doing amazing things locally in their areas.
Okay. Sounds good.
Tom.
Anyone else?
Yes, Tom.
Yes,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yes, we could. I think there's intention from Steve and Franklin to pull in some of the reports from some of the affiliates scattered across the country in areas that Pacifica doesn't have any broadcast stations of their own. So is that correct, Steve? Steve?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I had mine on mute. I think we should all have a press release or something asking our affiliates if they want to help contribute programming so we can include them. And they might have live programming or they may have pre-recorded programming that we could include in this day of programming on May Day. So I support that.
Jim to the stack.
Okay, Jim.
Yeah, you know, I just came from an event at the City University Graduate Center that was talking about the Yellow Jacket movement in France. And this raises even more interesting possibilities because one could reach out to labor organizations or people working on these kind of issues in Europe and get into the layers about this, because one of the things they were talking about was while the demonstrations in France are provoked by a response in part to Macron, there is cleavages in France ethnically and racially as to who is, you know, motivating the Yellow Jacket movement as opposed to people of color having different attitudes about it. And I think that would be very interesting to layer in, you know, how this is politically, internationally going on in terms of, you know, resisting neo-fascism and right-wing populism, and how this gets into all sorts of layers of working class and lower middle class consciousness in general across racial and class lines. I mean, there's all sorts of great things one could do with this kind of a approach.
Okay. Anyone else?
Cliff
okay,
again.
So I have a... Yes, Cliff.
I don't know if you want to get into any of the history, but in the past year, there's been the first major biography of Lucy Parsons, the widow of Albert Parsons of 1886, and she carried forth the flag of May Day until the 1940s when she passed away, and maybe the author could be talked to, but to me it'd be an interesting tie-in with the history of May Day going all the way back to its origins.
What is her name again?
The book is called Goddess of Anarchy, and her name is Lucy Parsons. She was the widow of Albert Parsons, who was hung after the killing of the police in 1886 on May Day, in the beginnings of May Day.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Excuse me, Kat, 1 second. It'll take 10 seconds. Forgive me if it sounds inappropriate. There's a tribute to her coming up very soon. It's in Washington.
Really?
At the Ethical Center. I'll get back to you, Cliff, on this. But
yeah, if we could record that, I mean, you know, that would be great, and stream it live. I mean, one of the things in developing, and I'm working with labor programmers internationally in developing a labor channel, is to have content like that that could be available. And if we could have that on the Pacifica channel and let people know about it, that would get support for Pacifica. Something like that.
I'm pretty sure it was her. Maybe it was. I'll get clarification on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jim,
thank you. Could you send it to the group?
I will.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking to Cliff or myself?
I mean about the event.
Okay.
Jim to the stack.
Okay, Jim.
Yeah. You know, another dimension. In fact, maybe this would be a good thing to form a task force on. To, you know, really, like, do all sorts of fun, creative stuff with this. I just finished a book on 1968, written by a British historian, and one of the things that's interesting about it is he talks about the differences in growth of labor strikes and action around the world, particularly in the United States. And one thing that struck me was the huge, huge work stoppages in France in May of 68, although it can't be looked on as like a general strike kind of reaction in classic Marxist terms, but it was an amazing phenomenon. So the internationalization of this, reaching out to radio stations in Africa, Latin America, you know, that are doing interesting things that might provide unusual content. South Africa just strikes me right away. I think Catherine of Anthony Sloan doing community radio in South Africa. I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities with this kind of idea. So in a way, it might be something that we could, you know, get a task force going to, like, bounce ideas around throughout the network about how to actually do stuff. You know, how to make it really...
Okay, well, the task force is on the agenda. So
right,
we could talk about that then.
It just is an interesting idea. Because sometimes we're too rigid about how we approach May Day, and it can be a lot of the same old pablum. And this way we might be able to do really exciting stuff.
Okay,
Anisha, one last idea.
Anisha?
Well, since May Day is a Wiccan holiday, and I don't have a computer right now, but it'll take me a little bit. I'm going to contact the Wiccan groups in y'all state, and maybe we can, you know, find a way to have, you know, like we said, either a video or something of rallies and activities.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Speaking of being rigid, I'm going to be rigid for a minute. In the last meeting, the executive director supported in principle that we would do a sort of a sampling, a tryout with KPFA. So I'm assuming that we can ask when he gets on the call how he feels about this in particular. But I am curious to know how this is being received at KPFA in terms of the general manager, program director, staff, LSB. Are they receptive to this?
Well, from Tom, I mean, the reason we're presenting this to this to the programming committee.
So they're not receptive.
Generally, I think.
Say that again.
I say generally speaking, I think that's true.
Oh my goodness.
Right. The reason I'm bringing it up is because I'm not entirely clear that the programming committee has the authority to override the GM or the program director there. So I'm not clear. I love the idea. I love all the suggestions, but I'm just not clear if the programming committee can pass a motion that would override the GM and the program directors. I mean, it'll go to the PMB.
Ken to the stack.
And they can discuss it further. Ken, yeah.
Of course we can. That's all.
Yeah, Jim to the stack.
Jim?
Yeah. You know, I hear what you're saying, Kathy, and I realize that, you know, all these internal local situations in Pacifica have their own rhythm and life. We know how New York is. I don't know how KPFA is. Every station has its own little vibe, which is something we're not familiar with. However, we're talking about something that, you know, to break a logjam. I mean, you know, I don't, you know, the idea itself is a good idea. It's not a bad idea. And it's an idea that really, you know, we have to act in a leadership role to sit there and take the whole institution, you know, taking it into the 21st century. And, you know, I think that it's appropriate for us to pass a motion, send it upstairs, let them fight about it, and let the people locally fight about it. But, you know, this is a good idea. And I think it's important to go on record to say, hey, you know, I don't know what people are doing.
Anissa, please mute. Anissa, please, please. Anissa.
You don't have to mute. You can also shoot the dog.
The dog is registering its disdain at the.
No, go ahead. No, I'm bringing this up for a reason, because I have heard over and over again on this committee, please, Anissa, mute your phone, mute your phone.
Dog to the stick.
It's like I've heard repeatedly from various people in the committee about overreaching. And so I'm bringing it up because to me, I don't understand why this would not be overreaching and many of the other motions are overreaching. So I'm not speaking against it. I'm just trying to understand if this is something that's not being supported locally, how it's not overreaching.
This is Grace to the stack.
Okay, Grace.
Okay, I think it's a good idea. The question is implementation. All of our stations have stresses on staff and even on volunteers. And initiatives that may cost money and may take up staff time need to be evaluated based on the priorities, all the priorities of the station. So I think it would be appropriate for any motion that will take any kind of significant planning on the part of staff and implementation and cost any money, all of that should be evaluated and it should go through a budget process. Now, if it's also advisory, I can't talk with the dog constantly.
Anissa, please. Anissa.
Is it off?
Anissa. You have to mute. You have to mute.
I'm trying.
To mute.
Could you tell the this is Ken to the stack. Could you please have the person with the dog turn off her phone until she learns how to mute it? There's six or seven of us that are being stopped because of one dog.
Anissa?
Come on.
Anissa.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, if it's a suggestion to the stations that they may want to do this, or if it's just a simple thing like putting a module on a website and the station agrees to do that, but if it's anything that's going to take up a significant amount of time and effort on the part of the station, then agreement has to be gotten from the station managers. You know, I don't know for sure if this type of project is more important than other ongoing efforts that the station staff are doing. So it needs to be evaluated based on what the priorities are of the station and what the staffing is and what the finances are. So
Tom, for the staff,
it should go through as some sort of budget process. But if it's not going to cost any money and it's very simple, well, that has to be explained thoroughly in the motion and what you're asking for. What are you asking the station to do?
Exactly? Tom, for the show.
Okay.
Okay, Tom, let Grace finish.
I'm done.
Okay, Tom?
Yeah, my understanding is that all of this is going to be done by the volunteers in the apprentice program, and there is next to no cost involved because that the actual server to be used will be donated by friends of myself and Steve's, I believe, and the only effort here from KPFA will be to post a button to be able to view it on the website. Is that not correct, Steve?
Well, we would like a button on the website, but yes, the apprentices will do this as part of their program, and I'm going to work on it. And
okay.
It should be negligible cost. I mean, so the political problem is that the management have said they don't want to do streaming. They don't want to do streaming of video. So that's an obstacle. But they in the past, they have had a link on the website so people who wanted to watch live streaming could watch it or programming. So what we're saying is put a link on the website, front page of the website, and we can advertise and let people know there will be May Day streaming.
Available. Okay, so...
Yeah.
So all the station will have to do is put a link on the website.
Yeah.
Okay.
A button so people can get the programming.
Okay. Grace for the staff.
Grace, go ahead.
Okay.
Grace?
That's a good clarification. Thank you for that. You need to put that in the motion. It needs to be explained very carefully that what's going to be donated, who is going to take care of the work that's involved, and what is needed, which is putting a button on the website, and how does it relate to other stations? Will this service be available to other stations through your volunteers at KPFA? That has to be the integration with the other stations. Otherwise, why would the other stations want to, why would the PNB want to approve this when, technically speaking, this should be, if it's only going to be KPFA, this should be put through the KPFA LSB, not through the national board. I don't mean to be, I'm in favor of this project, but unless the facilities are available and the same thing is available to the other stations, it could be worded so that it's an option for the other stations if they care to implement it using the model of the KPFA project. But basically, the wording of this motion needs to be to address all these issues.
Grace, do you think you could write a paragraph to add in that would cover that?
Let me see. Let me get to my computer.
Well, Jim, to the
stack. And this is the reason I brought this question to the table because thus far this committee has not had a lot of success getting motions passed, and so there needs to be a more succinct strategy on making it viable for the network to follow through on. So I'm also in support of it, but I just want to make it viable enough for it to pass. Who was that who wanted to be on the stack?
Jim to the stack.
Go ahead, Jim.
All right. Well, you know, just to share something that was discussed today at this conference, they had somebody from Edison Research get up there and talk about the source of oral audio information to the general public in the past 5 years. And one of the points that was made, this is the person who does the Infinite Dial report that's going to come out tomorrow, was that sound information has astronomically increased with YouTube. That, you know, people are going to listen to music on YouTube channels. Now, here's something we're talking about that is rigidly opposed to by, for whatever reasons, by a station and a network. And the commercial end of the industry is moving ahead, and they are anxiously adopting these methods to, you know, sell products. Now, here we're talking about a Pacifica radio station or system, you know, reluctant or whatever reasons, whatever local stuff has to do with their reluctance, not willing to do something when this is, as it's presented, can, you know, basically be a low-cost item or no cost at all because the servers are being supplied by other people and the initiative are coming from, guess who, young people. I assume the apprentices were talking about people in their 20s. So there's all this talk about, oh, we got to do this with the young people and all that. And then we have an opportunity where young people can actually do something, and it's 86. So, you know, the issue of these resolutions going up to the board, that's a whole other debate because the board is too busy, you know, jockeying and not paying attention to the fact that 80 to 90% of the money comes in from content on the air and listeners paying for that content. So they're not paying attention to me, as far as I'm concerned, the primary source of their revenue, which is listeners and listeners reacting to content. So if we're putting forth issues about content, that's where I think we have to take a leadership role, a vanguard role. How about using that word? But, you know, that's my opinion about it. I mean, you know, we just have to, you got to break through some bottlenecks here. And this would be applicable, frankly, to every station. You know, if somebody's going to volunteer their servers or put up the ability to stream and it's not going to be a cost factor, then what's the big deal? I don't understand.
Guys, YouTube has commercials. That's the problem.
Well, if you have a paid account, you don't have to have commercials.
Steve, this is, I have a YouTube channel. You don't have to have commercials on your channel. That's voluntary.
Yeah. My point was a more general one, that people are,
that the overall listening to sound is coming, you know, it's increased exponentially because of YouTube. I'm not talking about, you know, putting in commercials. I'm talking about the shift to using video to express sound. That's clearly exponentially increased in the past 5 years. That's all.
Max is joining the call.
That's fine. Hi, Maxie. Okay, we are discussing the motion that Jim brought on behalf of KPFA, resolution on Pacifica Pilot Project with KPFA apprentices on May Day 2019. I have a question. Another question. Is the person who is supervising the apprenticeship program on board with this?
They're having a meeting tonight, but yeah, Franklin, who's the supervisor of the apprenticeship program, one of the supervisors, is in favor of it. We've been doing streaming at the station, Climate March and others, as I discussed at the rally before. So
okay,
they're in favor
so that's
of doing
who
this.
Franklin
yeah.
is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's helpful. Okay.
Catherine?
Yes,
Catherine, I have some wording.
Okay, I'm going to type it as you say it.
Okay,
I have it typed.
So there's one thing I'm going to add, but anyway, let me read what I have so far. First, the motion. Be it resolved that as part of the effort to build and develop a multimedia platform, Pacifica supports work done by the KPFA apprentices to develop a pilot project of National Pacifica Multimedia Programming for May Day 2019. Management of this project, as well as technical expertise, computer...
Hold on. Management of this project?
No, I have it typed, so you don't have to type it. I have it typed. I can email it to everyone. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Management of this project, as well as technical expertise, computer, video production, and equipment, will be donated by KPFA volunteers. This project simply requires a button on the KPFA website so that people can access what is being streamed. KPFA volunteers agree to assist volunteers at other stations on replicating this effort at their station.
What was that last part?
KPFA volunteers agreed to assist volunteers at other stations to replicate this effort at their stations. I'll change that.
So let me ask you this, Tom or Steve. Would any station be able to put that link button to the stream?
That's correct.
So maybe you could include that, Grace, as well. that all that any of the Pacifica stations can provide the link on their websites, on their individual websites, to the coverage, so that it would everyone could at least broadcast it through their website via the link.
And we need to make it clear also that it's the the other site's option to be able to carry it, right? I mean, I don't think we have the authority to require that they...
They have the option. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that they have the option to carry it by the link, to provide the link through their website.
Okay, so here's what I have. I'll just read my part. Management of this project, as well as technical expertise, computer, video production, and equipment, will be donated by KPFA volunteers. This project simply requires a button on the KPFA website so that people can access what is being streamed. KPFA volunteers agree to assist volunteers at other stations to replicate this effort at their stations. Any of the Pacifica stations who wish to may add the streaming link to their website. There will be no financial cost or staff time needed except for the placement of a button on the KPFA website.
Okay. Are there any objections to this amendment? Okay. All right. So are there any other comments?
I call the question.
Okay, let me send this at least to you, Catherine.
I won't be able to see it while I'm on the phone anyway, but send it to me, yes. Because if it passes, I need to send it to PMB.
Actually, I'm getting everybody here that I can think of on the... Okay, I'm sending it now. Okay, sent.
Okay. Yes, Maxie.
Yeah, I'm just curious. What's this? Maybe I'm sure this was addressed before I got on, so I apologize for being late to the call. But what's the significance of May Day, and what is the specific or particular programming that's going to be presented on this multimedia presentation that would make other stations interested to carry it?
You've got to be kidding.
I'm asking because I just joined the car. I don't know the reference point.
Your question was, what's the significance of May Day?
No. Well, May 1st for the purpose of this.
Well, Maxie, could I answer that or start to?
Jim, go ahead.
Well, I mean, it depends who you ask as far as the significance. We can seem to hold a big question.
Hold up, Anise. I'll put you on the stack.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, actually, May Day was a holiday, and some people look on it as introduced to celebrate workers and laborers in the United States.
Okay.
Although internationally, it's recognized in the 19th century as sort of an International Workers' Day, but some people don't know American history and don't know that, in fact, before the Civil War, American workers were celebrating May Day. Now, the reason what you missed, Maxie, was we were talking about all sorts of creative ideas about reaching out to people in Europe and Latin America and around in Africa, and have them contribute programming on this day. There's all sorts of things one can do with it. And the significance, of course, is it's traditionally the International Workers' Day celebrated around the world. Labor Day in our country was set up to essentially counter that. But, of course, Americans view Labor Day that way. But so that's just a little brief. I mean, sort of.
No, I appreciate that. And the only reason I bring it up is because it's not listed. It's not mentioned in the motion itself. And maybe it's obvious to everyone on the call, but to me that's something that
Good
you should articulate.
Good point.
Well, not necessarily. And what a lot of people don't know about Wiccans is they, when we used to live in small towns, couples would get married on that day, and the marriages would usually last a year and a day. You could marry the next year if you got along well enough.
I didn't know that.
Wow, that's
so
heavy.
Do we want to add something about... So I would say that in New York we do a May Day special every year and have done so for as long as I can remember. So certainly the New York audience is very familiar with May Day, but it may be that something needs to be in the motion
that,
regarding that.
Yeah. Exactly. I just think it's a... Don't take for granted that everybody knows, particularly as you get to younger folks. Don't take it for granted.
Catherine, this is Eric. May I go to the back for about 10 seconds?
Okay, Eric.
Yeah, I just wanted to add the incident that happened in Illinois. I don't have the exact date, but that was a catalyst for getting, I think, a policeman doing a May Day rally. I think a policeman or two were killed in Chicago. And the local authorities just summarily rounded up whoever they didn't like or wanted to help hold accountable. And they were all sentenced to death. I think 4, 5, or 6 people were hanged. So
the Tamar.
Yes.
1886.
So that comes with the package as well. And it became clear that the people who were executed had nothing to do with the killing of the police.
Jim to the sack?
Yeah, then Tom to the sack.
Yeah, I just think we could really do, you know, I don't listen, you know, when BAI does it, you know, I've been in labor union. I've been a Teamster. I've been a member of a construction union. And so I have a different, perhaps, approach to all this and stuff. But, you know, I just think that we can do something different and more creative than what's normally done. And, you know, it's a great opportunity given everything that's going on around the world and in the United States, because I think would be a great opportunity to sit and blow a big hole in the whole notion of, you know, what's the working class in America? It's a diverse, ethnically mixed and racially mixed working class, as it is everywhere in the world. And one can really blow a huge hole in the kind of false consciousness that Trump is putting forth all the time daily. So we've got a great
opportunity. So, Jim, the idea is not to convince us. We're convinced. Can you put together a paragraph with a motion?
All right.
Tom?
Well, the purpose of the programming is to educate the general populace about what May Day is about. So that will be the centerpiece of the programming.
Yes, but in the motion, Maxie has suggested that we insert something that makes it clear why this is an important thing to do. And I tend to agree with him that if we could say something in the motion of why you've chosen May Day as this project, I think it would only help. Who's that, Cliff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it ought to be emphasized in the motion that this is the biggest holiday in the world of the world. In other words, there's nothing bigger that goes on around the 365 days that's bigger on Earth than May Day. Every country in the world except 2 or 3 celebrate this, and it truly is a workers' holiday around the world. In fact, every year I read the newspapers of May 2nd to see what happened around the world on May 1st, because inevitably there are serious disturbances by workers around the world for their rights on May Day.
Right.
Okay.
Jim to the stack?
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, maybe, and it's true. May 1st was chosen to be International Workers' Day to commemorate the 1886 Haymarket Affair in Chicago. So I think some wording would be, International Workers' Day, also known as May Day, is a celebration of workers around the world, internationally, and we honor that by blah, 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 with the programming we're doing.
in the spirit of that or something like that. It's a national public holiday in many countries around the world.
Okay,
so
can you send that paragraph in to add to it?
Okay, I will rewrite that paragraph and start.
Are you still in public transportation?
No, I'm in now in front of my computer, so.
Okay, so you can send that in.
I will write something quick and then something critique it.
Yes, so look at Grace's send and add it to that.
All right, I will pull up Grace's send.
Look at her revision, add yours to hers, and then resend it.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else comment for the stack? Okay. So
hopefully, need a LGBT person, as they, if you feel you look good in a dress, you know, you, somebody, we need to elect somebody for a May Queen.
For a May Queen.
I think we got to nominate that dog of yours, Anise.
Which one? I got two.
The one
okay.
Who barks all the time.
Okay, so let us know when that's done, so we can vote on this.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Okay. And can you read the whole motion as it's been amended?
Yeah. Hold on.
Including yours and Grace's amendments.
All right, well, I'm just going to write a sentence. Pacifica celebrates International Workers' Day, also known as
May Day. No, read the... Okay.
All right, okay. Let me just put this sentence in here. All right.
Put it in
after the first
right. Sentence.
Correct. Okay. Okay. All right. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation is committed to develop cutting edge and progressive media for the 21st century, Pacifica celebrates International Workers' Day, also known as May Day around the world, and we are organizing programming to honor this. That's enough as far as I'm concerned. Unless somebody wants to add something else. Then be it resolved that it's part of the effort, and then I add on that whole other paragraph. Be it resolved that it's part of the effort to build and develop a multimedia platform. Pacifica supports work done by the KPFA apprentices to develop a pilot project of National Pacifica Multimedia Programming for May Day 2019. Management of this project, as well as technical expertise, computer, video production, and equipment, will be donated by KPFA volunteers. This project simply requires a button on the KPFA website so that people can access what is being streamed. KPFA volunteers agree to assist volunteers at other stations to replicate this effort at their stations. Any of the Pacifica stations who wish to add the streaming link to their web... Oh, that's not a complete sentence. And to replicate this effort at their stations. Any Pacifica stations who wish may add the streaming link to their website. Any Pacifica stations and their affiliates who wish to may add the streaming link to their website. There will be no financial cost or staff time needed except for the placement of a button on the KPFA website.
That's the resolution.
Anybody
okay,
have any
so
that?
Are there,
I'm going to send that out.
Okay,
I'll send that out.
Are there any objections to this motion as amended?
Yeah, this is Ken. I want to...
You want to object?
I want to abstain.
You want to abstain. Okay. Are there any objections to this motion?
Captain, I just have a point of information. So, as I'm understanding this, Jim, this will be required of all five of the stations. Is that right?
No, it's an option.
No, it's an
okay.
option. And Steve and Tom should really speak to this, not me. Steve and Tom, do you have an opinion about what Eric just said?
No, we definitely want to make it an option of the other four stations and also the affiliates.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any... Are there any objections to this motion as amended other than Ken's abstention? Okay, hearing none, this motion carries. Thank you for all that. Now let's get back to the item brought up by Eric initially on the discussion on, or the discussion or a question on BBC programming. We were waiting for you, Matt, to come on so that he could ask his question. So, Eric, why don't you represent?
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Matt. I'm trying to get official clarification on your stance regarding BBC. I know I did get some emails. But we did hear you bring it up on our last conference call, and it was also in your presentation in front of the LSB in Washington. And apparently the GMs, either collectively or individually, had heard from you as well. So I'm not quite clear what your stance is. I mean, I sent an email. But can you give clarification on what your... what the network or the station's relationship with the BBC should be or would be or could be, and who, what, where, when, why, and how.
Yeah, no problems. The first thing that I should mention is that I began the entire conversation around the acquisition of BBC content by just asking simply, from a philosophical perspective, what the different program directors and general managers at the stations thought about the BBC as potential content for Pacifica stations, bringing up the fact that we don't own Democracy Now. And so it obviously isn't an issue of ownership, needing to own it. And while Democracy Now is clearly a program with a progressive slant and has history, unlike Morning Edition and All Things Considered, the BBC does not have underwriting, corporate underwriting attached to it. So it would be, I would argue, consistent with the type of modeling that we would want in terms of programming that is not shaped, influenced by corporate support, which is obviously a concern for our station. So it was more of a philosophical question just to feel out how our stations view the BBC as potential content. It's been a mixed reaction. Some stations never thought about it. Others had thought about it, and then there was history provided to me that the BBC, I think it was even mentioned on this call the last time we met, that the BBC actually came to Pacifica before it even went to NPR as a potential distribution outlet for their content here in the United States. So my history with the BBC is that I used to program it pretty aggressively. In fact, I would argue I brought the BBC to Washington, D.C. when I was the program director at WETA, because my format at the time was news and information from a global perspective. The BBC flew me to London, let me tour the digital and terrestrial radio and TV facilities and get a real clear picture of the offerings that they have from a content and digital and media asset standpoint. So what I'm very clear about is that no one has a larger global footprint than the BBC in terms of media organization. Their funding is through a government tax on electronics and not through corporate support in the traditional sense that we have here in the United States with maybe NPR or other commercial or non-commercial content. So the next step I took was then to ask this committee what the thought was. And, of course, we got varied opinions from there. But what I will tell you is that I'm an advocate if there's an opportunity for our station to carry the BBC in the markets that we serve for two reasons. The first and primary one is that I think that there's a large global international market opportunity in all five of our markets that is untapped, that is unserved in a way that we could step into and provide. So you'd have to look at it as Pacifica is not only progressive media, but it also presents a global perspective. And I think that's consistent with the fact that even the social justice, political elements that we carry in our programming, even the local programming, obviously, often reflects global perspectives. And I think to have a media, highly respected news outlet producing some of the finest journalism for our stations to carry and present a global perspective is useful. That's the first and foremost reason. The second one is that I do think what is missing from Pacifica stations are what we call in media anchor programming. Democracy Now! Represents that, but unfortunately it's really the only thing that our stations have. The reason why NPR stations are so successful from a programming standpoint is that they have two anchor programs that really drive the bulk of their audience, Morning Edition, All Things Considered. With those two programs, the drive times are covered, and there's dedicated audiences that will take advantage of those two programs and, in the process, listen to everything else. So if you imagine, and I know this is always a bad example, but the way radio traditionally was programmed is this notion of a mall, that you have anchor programs, and people can experience the stuff in between drive time as if they were going to a mall and shopping in JCPenney's and Sears and whatever, but all the other mom-and-pop shops in the mall were accessible because they're all in the same spot. So if you use that analogy, there's a benefit to us if we were to carry the BBC News Hour in the evening drive. If we had it as a complement to Democracy Now!, we could legitimately say we take you from hyper-local, national, to global, and our coverage of, you know, news and information happening around the globe. So long story short, I'm an advocate, but I'm not going to force it on any of our stations. What I simply want to do is determine through my contacts with the BBC whether there's an opportunity for us to acquire BBC content as a network of stations at a reduced rate, a group buy, if you will. And if so, if there's enough interest amongst our stations to carry it, can the case be made for them to say this is worthwhile? It doesn't take away from our independent media progressive slant because it's complementary in the sense that it gives us a global perspective and footprint, if you will, in markets that have significant global communities. And so that's the short and long of it. And I could say more if you ask me, if you want.
This is Catherine. I have a question.
Yeah.
My question is this. I'll come to you next, Grace. Seeing that it would be something that we have to arrange through a payment of some kind of group buy, how does that translate I mean, I'm assuming it will bring a broader audience. However, the show itself wouldn't be directly fundraising on behalf of Pacifica. So I was wondering if you had any thoughts about how that would be done.
Yeah, well, it's important to know, number one, that our fundraising model is not common. And I would argue it's not even normal. Nine times out of ten, in the nonprofit media environment, you don't necessarily have the host of nationally syndicated programs fundraising the programs that air in the local market. Now, you may do some pre-recorded spots, transition from, let's say, the national program into the pledge drive central studio, and then the local people take over and then pitch that program. But the notion that we have with Democracy Now! Is unusual, and it creates a dependency on the relationship and the host driving the pledge possibilities, the individual support, the membership, if you will. What you really want is a program that has reliable clocks, which Democracy Now! Does not, by the way, that has reliable clocks that allow for the local station to insert during pledge periods, pledge drive material, to do pitch breaks, to underwrite, I'm not underwrite, but do pledge pitching during a 3, 5, 8 minute window during the body of the program. Maybe twice or three times an hour, and then go back to the regularly programmed show. That's how it's done traditionally in public media, in non-commercial media. Our model is, like I said, quite unique, abnormal, and not common. And I would argue that it's probably not a best practice either. What I'm wanting us to do, and one of the reasons why I've been advocating that all of our programs, locally produced, have reliable clocks, is it's important for the local stations to be able to promo, to do top of the hour billboarding, to do local newscasts in a reliable time frame on the hourly clocks. Without those clocks on our local programming, it's almost impossible for our local program directors to schedule in a way that would allow us to effectively promote the next program and other things that are happening on the station. God forbid we get into underwriting and don't have a clock or anything like that, where you need to have reliable opportunities to handle your business. And so I don't know if I'm answering your question as direct as you'd like, but I guess the way I would say it is that the way the BBC clocks are set up, there are opportunities for the local station to insert itself and do fundraising on the program.
Okay, thank you. Grace?
Yep.